Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Minoso moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. Severs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Severs moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Severs scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro hits a fly ball into right field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Temple goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing center field. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive off the glove of Held, and into shallow left field. Landis reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Romano strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith strikes out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Temple strikes out. 1 out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. 1 out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 3 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Essigian moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Essigian moves to third. Romano moves to second. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power is walked intentionally. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike DeLajas pinch hits for Gary Bell. Mike DeLajas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLajas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Landis strikes out. one out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing first base. Andy Carey now playing third base. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Temple is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Don Dillard. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Niemann strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.